This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The family of Christian Glass will receive a $19 million settlement for the police shooting death of their son in Clear Creek County last summer. The agreement is the largest known law enforcement violence settlement in the state's history. The family's attorney, Siddhartha Ruthod.
But what's more important are the non-economic terms and the message that this settlement sends to law enforcement across the nation, that communities will no longer tolerate this type of policing.
In addition to the money, Clear Creek County will implement training programs and dedicate a public park in Glass's name. Meanwhile, Governor Jared Polis will also hold a ceremony commemorating Christian Glass tomorrow, and Glass's family will unveil some of his art that will go on display in state buildings. Denver Public Schools' former director of emergency management says the district isn't holding students accountable for abusive and disruptive behavior. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Melissa Craven spoke at the Parents Safety Advocacy Group's regular Monday press conference. The group is pressing officials for enhanced safety measures district-wide.
The circumstances that led to the shooting at East on March 22nd were not a failure of the Department of Safety, but that of DPS policy that has become offender-centric rather than student safety centric.
She says experts need to examine DPS's threat assessment process, student safety plans, and the complex system that determines consequences for student behavior. She also wants case managers for students who need more support. The district will release the next version of its safety plan Friday. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
It's 4:06. This is CPR News.